The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak what he has heard. He will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
We're still speaking about the Holy Spirit here and in this section of John. And Jesus says in this short excerpt we have today, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. You cannot understand it now. You can't embrace it now until the Spirit comes upon you. And then you will be enlightened and you will understand. What does this mean? It will come up in next Sunday's gospel, which is the Ascension. You will only understand the teachings of Jesus in the flesh of your human experience. Otherwise, it's just another book. But for the Word of God to be alive, it comes alive in our human experience. So you have much more, I have much more to tell you, but you can't bear it now. You will understand suffering. You will understand reversal. You will understand rejection. And you will understand the glory of miracles in your life, but only when the Spirit comes upon you. When the Spirit comes upon you, then things will fall into a spiritual context. No point in telling you now about the fact that Jesus will be crucified, that he will suffer much. You won't understand that. You can't bear that now. But a time will come when the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, not just the death, but the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you will understand that only in the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's Pentecost. That's when the Holy Spirit comes upon the early church, and now they begin to see clearly the meaning of death and resurrection, which is everybody's human experience. I mean, we die, aging is a process of dying. I mean, you used to be able to do many things, and you can't do them now. I used to be hit the golf ball a long way. Now it goes over here. Who knows, you know, where it goes. That's part of a dying experience. And unless you're reading the context of your life in the power of the Holy Spirit, you will not understand the unfolding of the gospel in the flesh of your own human experience. So I can't tell you everything right now. You can't bear it until the Spirit comes upon you. So wherever you are in your journey of life, whatever burdens you carry, the limitations are part of your life, or whatever joys you have to celebrate, you weave these into the living of the gospel. And that can be done only in the power of the Holy Spirit. Reason is not enough to explain it. Logic won't solve it. Why should this happen to me? Why didn't it happen? Who knows? But in the power of the Holy Spirit, the unfolding of life, the human experience comes into a spiritual context, and it becomes part of the life of Christ in me and the life of Christ in you. We'll talk more about this on Sunday here. Amen.